I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1831. That was the day that William Lloyd Garrison published the first edition of The Liberator. The purpose of the newspaper was to push for the end of slavery in the United States. Garrison was born in Massachusetts in 1805. The son of an English merchant sailor. By the age of 25, he had become involved in the abolitionist movement. He published his weekly newspaper for 30 years, until slavery was abolished after the Civil War. Garrison's paper did not reach a large circulation. By its second year, there were only 400 subscribers. It never climbed above 3,000. But it became known as one of the clearest and most steadfast voices against slavery. Garrison demanded immediate abolition and spoke against those advocating for a more gradual change. He set his tone in his first edition, where he began his paper with a letter to the public. He wrote that he was assenting to the self-evident truth maintained in the American Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. He then continued, "I am aware that many object to the severity of my language, but is there not cause for severity? I will be as harsh as truth and as uncompromising as justice. On this subject, I do not wish to think or speak or write with moderation. I am in earnest. I will not equivocate, I will not excuse, I will not retreat a single inch, and I will be heard." Uncompromising voices like Garrison's helped to tear down the evil of a U.S. labor system based on slavery. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.